Hi everyone. I am going to share with you the key cost number 3. So in the previous part, this is part 4 of the how to restructure your business to be profitable. And in the previous sessions, I have walked you through the framework of the org chart. And then I also walked you through the overall 7 key cost components every business owner need to know. And I also walk you through one of the very most important aspect that business owner we have to monitor is business cost of business development, bringing in your customers. Now, I am go over in further detail today, key cost number 3. Who still remember what is key cost number 3 that I have been covered? Hopefully I can leave a quiz later. So key cost number 3 is depending on the industry that you're in. But the main portion is key cost number 3 is the core of your business. And I say this is the core, which means it's also the core competencies of your business. Wherever you do, you can outsource everything else that number 1, number 2, your accounting, admin, legal, but this is the only thing that you cannot outsourcing. And that is the operation of your business. This is the ingredient that make or break your business. This is key cost number 3. And to me, it depends on the industry that you're in. So the key cost number 3 is cost to manufacture the product or cost to service the customer if you are in the service industries. So if you in the retail industry, it's going to be the cost of how you can put that product into the hand of your customers, then that is the operating cost of the business, and that's operations. The reason why I would say that this is a part that you cannot outsource it out is I was reading this book. It's called Delivering Happiness, and it's written by Tony Hsieh, the CEO of Zappos. And if anyone know about the history of Zappos, and you're going to hear me throughout everything that I have done, I'm referring a lot about to this business, the Zappos business, because they was able to grow their revenue from over, you know, a span of 10 years that is being $100 million or more. And at the end of the day, they were able to sell the business over to Amazon for $1.2 billion. This must be a way for them to be successful. So one of the part that I remember from the book that Tony Hsieh say that the one of the failures that he had is that they Zappos is an online internet sales of shoes and sporting clothes, and they was at one point was outsourcing the fulfillment center to another vendor, where they want to make sure what they want to be is that they want to have the right products go into their customer hands the fastest way and also the correct product. Therefore, we have this cost to, during that time, they realized that the fulfillment center that they have choose have failed to deliver the wrong product, or being late about delivering the wrong product, the product to the customer. So clearly that's gonna create a really bad rep and bad reviews for that business. And so he realized that that's what the core of the business is. Even though they're not manufacturing shoes, they're the one that delivering the shoe from their warehouse directly to the customers. And that was a core competencies. Just like, if you decide to open a restaurant and you are not really enjoy working in the kitchen, you know, as a chef, to making the meals to be at the highest level that the customer would love. When you first started out a restaurant and you just think, well, you know what, I'm going to hire a chef for my restaurant, then that's right there. And then, you know, that's the core competencies that you don't have, or unless you're willing to take on that task and make it better and better every day. So this is everything surrounding the core competencies of the business. Now, let me walk you through how do you measure and know what to be included in the cost to service the customer or cost to manufacture the product. Going back to our discussion about charge of account. So I can give you different scenarios. And of course, again, there's always exception. There's always questions. Should it be belong to the this section? So the answer will only be that should it be considered to be the cost to manufacture the product? Is that, was it gonna be making sure that whatever the promise that you have about the product are being performed by this group? Okay, so operation is the cost to service the customer or cost to manufacture the product. So I put in here is the material, right? So if you are a manufacturing company, then there will be material cost that is coming into place. And you're gonna see it depends on the type of material. So if you are a company that heavily require, you know, for a product that you're gonna have to spend more than 50% of that to go into the material, then you may want to keep your material somewhere else, because sometimes material cost is not controllable by you, it's controlled by the market. So there's a little part that we can go deeper if you are a manufacturing company and very complicated. But the cost that definitely have to include in here is the labor, which is the payroll of the people that are directly servicing the customer or directly manufacture the product. Or let's say that you have to bring the product, you know, over to the people. So then there would be a shipping and handling cost in part of that cost, because it's have to go from everything that anything from the start of the product or start of the service to all the way to the delivering of the product. So let's say, for example, my business is a services business. And so in order for me to show that I completed the audited report and deliver it, it's going to be all of my time, my partner's time, my staff, from the planning of the project all the way to the presentation to the board of directors about a financial statement. And that's also including what? That's also including the printing cost of that report that I put together. So, or that's also including the software fee that I have to pay for that specific customer. I don't know how many of you are aware of it, but it's whenever people CPA like us filing a tax return for you, when we do an e-filing, there's a cost that associated for us to submit it an e-filing for our customers. I mean, from paper cost to the cost that pay into the gateway to submit it, that e-file tax returns. I put in here is travel costs, you know, which means sometimes that our customer may not be in the same locations. We have to, let's say it's a construction business and you have to travel, you know, 100 miles or 50 miles away from your office in order to construct, let's say building, doing a landscaping recreation for a customer. So that's traveling costs, also have to include it as part of operation costs. Sometimes what a lot of business owners don't pay attention to is also the merchant die cost, the credit cards or the eBay fees or any, you know, fees that you have to, let's say a customer pay you $1,000 by credit cards, then the credit card company probably taking away, you know, 2% to 3% of that cost. So you have to include that cost in here, because this is where you see the direct relations. Your revenue go up, this cost going to be also going up at the same time. So if your revenue did not go up, your revenue is actually zero, then this cost should be zero as well. So that's the part that you have to be really, really careful about and thinking about as well. Okay. And so if let's say you're a manufacturing site, then you need a space to manufacture. So the rent or the mortgages, you know, sometimes you don't pay rent, but you own the building, then you have to pay rent. And even if you own the building and you don't have to pay any mortgages on that, you still have to pay for a spacing that would attribute it to the cost. And then what else? You would have, you know, utilities costs. You would have machine and equipment that you use part of this business manufacturing, that you would have depreciation costs, right? So there's many different components that it was coming in here as well. And for, let me go back to this. I'm working from home and my kids are at home and the dog was outside. So you're going to hear some dog barking. That's the reality of, you know, during this time of pandemic that we are working from home. So I would put here is total operation is number three, is the cost of handling, delivering. The biggest cost that usually, the couple of the biggest costs that usually go in here is payroll, rent are usually the two biggest costs. But at the same time, you cannot overlook the small charges that is coming into place, or there are material costs as well. There may be software that are helping you to supporting for the operation part. So you have to put in here also software and system charges or subscriptions. Right? And just thinking of this way, if your revenue go up, and then this expense gonna be also correlated and going up as well. If you don't manufacture the products, you shut down the plant, then all of this cost should be all go away as well, right? The only thing that is probably gonna be hard to go away is you lock into the fixed rent, you know, for a business. So you're always gonna have this rent, but I wanna make sure that we include the rent in here so that way you can always measure. I mean, of course, the more products that you produce, then the rent cost per product will also going down, right? So it's going the opposite directions. But in this case, you also have to think very carefully, because whenever you wanna scale your business, then you also have to think about, do I need to expanding the space or can I keep it in the same capacity? Question sometimes will be, do I add more shift into the business, you know, have more payroll that work in 24/7, or we are gonna have a bigger space and then the employees only have to work, you know, the store is only open, or the space only open for a certain period of time, you know, from 7 to 7. So even though this look very simple of all of the costs that you have to capture in here, but when it's come to manufacturing or delivering the services, you have to think a lot, because are you going to hire one more person? Are you willing to pay an overtime to the person that you currently have and just increase their rate temporarily while you have a new orders that is coming in, right? But the key part is that you have to know exactly what's your cost for delivering this product. And this is a never ever in here that you're going to see that you're going to outsourcing any of the core competencies of your business in here. Okay. So I put core. This is how you are competing, or why are people going to buy from you? And I'm going to see you on the next lesson about the key costs for quality control, compliance, and client engagement or customer retentions. Thank you.